Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today, we're going to do some trailer talking. So we're going to talk to some trailers. About,
no.
About trailers. That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about trailers. Okay, so we saw a couple of trailers, and there's a lot of things that's kind of coming out this year. Or supposedly coming out this year, you know, kind of. Some things getting delayed, but we wanted to kind of take a second and kind of talk about a couple of things that we saw that we were really excited about in the upcoming year, so we could kind of get a chance to touch base with it. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple of trailers that we saw, and we're going to talk about what we liked in the trailer, and then we're going to kind of speculate on what we're going to see in the trailer or in the movie from the trailer. So what do you think about that?
That sounds good.
Okay, well then let's work on it. Okay, so first one up is The Batman. I know that the production on the movie got delayed a little bit, so we still, you know, it's not a solid release date on that. But, you know, we're still hoping to kind of see it come out really soon and everything like that. So from seeing the trailer, what was something that kind of stood out to you within the trailer?
Something that stood out to me was the way that everything was set up. They didn't just go, oh yeah, your parents were killed in an alleyway. That's that. Boom. We're going to do the whole Batman story over again. Nope, they started off with something completely different.
Okay. Do you think that they're going to actually show to do that scene again?
Probably not.
Bro, I think they'll probably do like a little flashback of it. Like, I don't want it to be like a major focus. Like, we all know what happened to Batman's parents. It's like, we don't need it to be the major plot point every time we see a Batman movie, you know. But the one thing that I did like about this trailer in particular, or the way that they seem to be setting up this movie, is number one, that they bring in back the Riddler as the villain. That's going to be awesome because, you know, he's more of a psychological villain more so than anything. And then that's also bringing back this different type of Batman, to which having the Batman that's been in the last ones that we've seen or the Justice League movies was cool, but I kind of like the grounded Batman. I don't like Batman all the time when he's like up, when he's having to deal with all the Justice League stuff, because it kind of takes away from what Batman can actually do. I mean, what Batman actually does great is that he is a great strategist, he's a great detective, and he figures stuff out. And having somebody that's like a really smart villain, like the Riddler, coming up with all these different things is going to, I think, push Batman in different ways and make him kind of a more focused kind of a hero. And also, I really, really like the Batmobile. Even though Batman seems to be, like, extra angry in this one. So, we're going to see how this works out.
Yeah. I also noticed the Riddler thing like you did. And that's why in the trailer they did, like, the ?0?1 for 2021.
Right. So, you know, they definitely been laying those seeds so far. It's like with the Riddler and everything like that. Well, do you have any predictions about what will happen, or anybody that we'll see in particular in this movie?
Well, I think, don't know why, but I think the Riddler's gonna mention something that has to do with Joker and Harley Quinn.
Okay, I can see that.
Because of the Catwoman thing, so I think there might be an alliance with Catwoman and Harley Quinn somewhere down the line.
There might be. I'm kind of interested to see, because they seem like they're kind of setting stuff up for the future. Because, like, right now they already showed, like you said, they got Catwoman, they've got the Riddler, as well as I've seen they already had the Penguin in there, which they didn't, like, it wasn't like, I think it was Paul Giamatti, if I'm not mistaken. I might be mistaken on that. But they've got, you know, different people playing different roles. And so it's like, I think that that's too much stuff to try to cram into one movie. Or maybe they'll just kind of be like people that have information about what's going on with the Riddler. But I think that that's going to be an interesting kind of thing to look at down the line. Because they might make a couple of these. Because I think that they can actually do that. Speaking of, you know, the person playing Batman, who did he also play in a movie that we've done a show about before?
Cedric Diggory.
That's right. The Hufflepuff king himself, Cedric Diggory. So
Prince now. The king.
And so it's really cool to see Robert Pattinson kind of like stretching out and kind of doing something different. And I'm excited to see that. So how about yourself? You think it's really going to be something cool?
Yep.
All right. So let's hope that this comes out good.
Now it's time for the big beast, Godzilla versus Kong. What are your thoughts, Talix?
I think that this is kind of a... Well, okay. I've got a couple of thoughts about this trailer. Okay, so first off, it seems like they kind of... It doesn't totally make sense. Because in the recent Godzilla movies, he was just kind of like just being Godzilla, going in and doing his thing, kind of fighting some of the other monsters and stuff like that. But this Kong movie seems like they're trying to use some of the stuff from the recent Kong Skull Island movie without using that same Kong. It seems like the Kong is a little bit different. So I don't know exactly what's the storyline with it. But if we're going to get past that part and everything like that, I think that it's going to be something that could be pretty cool to watch. Like, I mean, who doesn't like to watch big monsters fight each other?
Small monsters.
Yeah, because they're going to get squished. But what in the trailer did you see that you were just like, I really like that part?
Well, I like the fact that, you know, there's some sort of way you can sense, well, Kong can sense energy in this, or at least he has more primal instincts, because in the trailer, Godzilla is underwater shooting up a beam through a boat. You wouldn't just know unless it was, like, right about to hit you. And so, just something made Kong jump off of the boat and just, like, prepare for everything.
Yeah, I think that was something that was a really good thing. It's hard for me to say that King Kong's gonna win, but at the very same time, I guess he has to have a chance of winning, because to me, I'm just like, okay, Godzilla is basically just like, He's got a power beam. Like, how do you beat a power beam? He can just shoot you with his power beam. But I'm guessing, like, I guess the drawback is he probably has to charge it up or something like that. And it looks like Kong had a weapon in this movie as well, like a giant battle axe. So, I mean, okay, let's go so far as predictions. Who do you think is going to win? Godzilla, King Kong?
I don't know. I feel like Godzilla has less of a role in this because there was also Kong. He was on an island battling flying thingies. So I think that Godzilla is just in a later part of the movie. So I'm thinking it's mostly based around King Kong.
Okay, so you think it's based around King Kong. So do you think he's going to win because it was based around him?
I actually think that this will be two movies, as it's like they get ready to do the final battle thing because they battle it out. They do whatever they were supposed to do, and it just like ends with them coming together, about to completely finish it out. And then just like the next movie is the aftermath. Just like everything exploded. Kong was gone. Godzilla, he was quote unquote destroyed. And there's just people trying to figure out a way to revive them both for military power. To finally rule the world.
That is a big swing. We'll see if that comes up. I think that somehow Kong's, like, I think he's kind of like what you're saying, like, Kong seems to be the main person in the trailer. He seems to be the hero, so I think that he's probably going to be the one to win. Or, at the very least, they're going to kind of, like you say, get to a stalemate, you know, and then it's like nobody kind of wins. But I think that that's how it's going to kind of go. But it looks like it's going to be a fun movie at the very same time. That it's something you could just sit there and watch and just see just two big giant monsters duke it out. Just so long as you're not in the city that they're fighting in. Because if you're in that city, it's not going to be good for you. Alright, so the next one up is Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So, of course, this is the aftermath of the Infinity War and Endgame movies and stuff like that. So it's a culmination of where all those movies beforehand kind of led up to this point and stuff like that. So my question to you is, who do you think deserves to have the mantle? Do you think that Bucky or that Sam should have the mantle of Captain America?
Well, I'm not sure how Bucky would go about using things considering he has that power and the weaponization and all of the other stuff he has. And so I'm not sure how he'd go about that. And he seemed a lot different when he seemed a lot different than you normally see Bucky. What, because just like when Sam got the shield, so I mean, I really would like to see the Bucky Captain America, but I think that they did the right choice.
Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking that I really like Sam as the new Captain America, him kind of taking on the mantle and kind of, and I think that it's going to eventually switch to where his wings are going to get painted, like, you know, like the red, white, and blue. So I think that that's going to be something that kind of comes along with what you see in the movie or in the show and stuff like that. And I think it's going to be interesting. But I think the fun thing about this is just going to be kind of like the buddy situation where you got two people who are actually good friends, but they argue at all time. So, you know, it's just like people, them doing stuff to get on each other's nerves, like back to back to back to back. So I think that that's going to be something that's really good. Something that's fun to see. And it seems like the action scenes seem to be really amazing as well, because you get to see Falcon just kind of like flying all throughout the area and everything like that, trying to deal with the helicopter just trying to take him down. So I think that that's something that's going to be pretty cool and pretty interesting. Do you have any predictions about something that's going to kind of come up or happen in the show?
Not really.
Yeah, I think my biggest prediction is that like that eventually, I think they might actually both take on the mantle. They both might actually kind of wear the Captain America mantle at one time, but I think it's more so going to be with Falcon than anybody. Mm-hmm. Next trailer up is WandaVision. So, WandaVision is more so from the trailer that they've shown us. Now, this episode is going to come out after WandaVision. The episodes actually have started being aired on Disney Plus and stuff like that. So we're going to be kind of behind the ball on this particular trailer. But, you know, we're in quarantine, so we're going to be able to catch up at the appropriate times. So it's not that bad of a deal. The visuals for this movie have been kind of set up to be more so something that I dealt with growing up, because a lot of the things kind of showing stuff from the original old costumes where you got to see
the sort of like spandex sort thing, and then the Mind Stone being like near his chest,
right? Right. Yeah. And so like they having that, as well as having them doing like the sitcom, like the Dick Van Dyke / I Love Lucy / Honeymooners, you know, like those kind of like black and white, old school, you know, TV kind of setups and everything like that. And just kind of like it morphing through different time frames and different time zones and stuff like that. And so it's going to be kind of interesting to see. And this, much the same, is just one of those situations to where we have a story in which is falling out behind what happened within the Infinity War saga. So what was something that you saw? Because I told, like, I just pointed out with mine's, you know, those things I liked about it because it was kind of like an old school look. Well, what was something that you felt was something that was cool that you saw in the trailer?
Well, I thought it was cool how just like Wanda and Vision, they were just constantly changing with everything. Just like sometimes they'd have short hair, sometimes they had long hair, sometimes they had the costume, tons of different things.
Okay, so this is my question. Now, we know that Marvel is going to be bringing in the X-Men sooner or later. Sooner more so than later. Do you think because of with Scarlet Witch using her powers in the way that she's using them, that this will be a way to bring about the mutants being, you know, in the world?
Actually, this is a trailer that we didn't talk to cover, but I think after the events of like the next Doctor Strange movie, something in the timeline isn't going to be right. You can't just time travel and do tons of different things and something just doesn't happen. So I think because Scarlet Witch also will be taking a role in this movie, I think that could be the thing.
Okay.
And I also think that that would cause, like, not the mutants from this dimension, but rather from another dimension. So there'd actually be another faster, better Quicksilver.
Okay. Well, because, like, the thing for me was, is, like, I was looking at it from a situation where it'd be like a reverse House of M. Because in the House of M storyline, the Scarlet Witch basically just gets rid of all mutants. Like, all the mutant kind, she uses her powers to do that. And so I think that, like, this could be a reverse of that, to where she uses her power and she ends up creating the mutants in that way. Which I guess is kind of like along the way that you said it, but more so I thought it would be a solo as opposed to being around with Doctor Strange. But who knows? That could be a very, very real possibility.
I mean, everybody would love to see Quicksilver again.
Right. Right. And of course, my favorite, Gambit.
Speaking of this time travel and Doctor Strange, if it is possible for them to bring another Quicksilver, would it also explain the Spider-Man events and possibly even be able to bring back Iron Man?
Okay. Well, hold on to that for a couple of minutes. Hold on to the Spider-Man thing because I want to come back to that later on during our discussions. But right now, I wanted to talk about the situation with Iron Man. Now, I don't think that they're going to bring Iron Man back. I just don't think so. Now, I think he'll probably do like maybe cameos, or maybe they'll do it where he becomes like Jarvis. Or where he's just kind of like the AI personality kind of talking and stuff. But I don't think that he's coming in. But I do know that they're doing the Ironheart series with Riri Williams coming in as Ironheart. So that's going to be an awesome thing to see. So, I mean, that, like, down the line, we got some new Iron stuff to come up. So that's going to be really exciting to see and kind of talk about. So,
from our bedroom studio to your ears comes a show that is bound to have you laughing either with or at the hosts, relating to the stories, and even learning a little along the way. Join Bhavni and Taranji every Thursday on Drive With Us podcast as they strive to make your commute more enjoyable by sharing the disasters of theirs.
I was driving I wasn't. Welcome to Maryland.
The way you said it.
Welcome. You'll see more, just wait.
Be a part of the show by submitting your stories to be featured on the Commuter Update, and let listeners around the world know how crazy, entertaining, and weird commuting can be.
There is a flock of full-grown turkeys, and every time a car tried to go by them, they would just lunge at the hood of the car.
I have the nerve to say in my hysteria, "Oh no, I need to see the body.
We need a body."
I said that to a LAPD officer.
Go to www.drivewithuspodcast.com to share your stories, listen to episodes, and get access to extra content.
Now it's time for the Marvel What If series. So, I personally thought that it was really interesting to see T'Challa as basically Star-Lord.
Not basically, he was Star-Lord.
I know. I liked it, but a certain thing that I noticed with that was that he still had the Wakandan
accent or garb, like clothing.
Not the clothing, that can be explained, but I mean, he had the necklace that allowed him to use the nanotech to turn it into the Black Panther with the suit. So that sort of confused me.
Well, I think that they probably going to try to just kind of like move it into like maybe that's what he uses to turn his, you know, the Star-Lord's helmet on. Or maybe it's just a necklace as opposed to the thing that gives him the Black Panther armor and stuff like that. So I think that that could be a way to kind of go about that. Now, what's interesting, they did not show this in the trailer, but I'm kind of wondering, did they go this route? Because T'Challa went somewhere else when he was a kid, he got abducted and went into space, would Shuri then just become the Black Panther?
But with that happening, also, would Eric Killmonger actually take the place as his brother, considering this is...
That's a theory. Well, I mean, it's different situations that could happen. Like, it's a whole bunch of different situations that could happen out of this situation. So it's not far-fetched that either one of those situations could kind of be something that comes up.
Another thing, this is very far-fetched, but because T'Challa is, like, the Star-Lord, if his father was still a Celestial, do you think, instead of going, like, the orbs and all the power stuff, it would do, like, a cloak of energy? And that cloak would be like the Black Panther cloak, almost.
It could be, like, it, we're sitting in a situation where we're doing the Marvel What If series, and as an aside, the Marvel What If series is like one of my favorite things. And they did a cool thing in the trailer where they showed Uatu, which is the Watcher, who is the person that actually watches all the different universes and sees different things. And he actually goes and sees the What If universes to say, okay, well, what if this happened? So one of the things that happened in the What If universe that we hadn't talked about yet was Peggy Carter, with her becoming the super soldier herself. Like, what would that be like? Like, these, like, it's so many opportunities. There's so many different things. We need to talk about the Doctor Strange situation or the possible Iron Man situation that could come back, and that could be a different way that we see Iron Man. Like, there is a lot of different situations that could come along with different things from this What If universe, because the possibilities are literally endless.
Also, did you notice the Iron Man suit that she was riding in the trailer? Yeah. That could be Steve Rogers in that suit.
It could be Steve Rogers in that suit, or it could be Howard Stark in that suit.
Magic.
There are more so signs on that end, but yes. All right, so last on the trailers that we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about Loki. Now, Loki, like everything we've talked about earlier today for the most part, was a spinoff of what happened in the Endgame situation, where Loki was, well, the past Loki was able to get away because the Hulk came down and then Iron Man had the heart attack. And he was able to take the Tesseract and then disappear. And so it looks like he was trapped in the place, having to kind of go through all these different scenarios like over and over and over again. And so it's more so, to me, I think, a situation where it's like the WandaVision situation, but he doesn't have control of the situation. He just keeps getting dropped in to do these people bidding. And I think that eventually, of course, being Loki, he's probably going to end up coming out on top, but he's going to be kind of behind the ball for most of the show.
Well, I have a somewhat interesting theory. You see, in the going back to the Marvel What If trailers, there was a part with Thor, and I don't see why you would include that unless he just wasn't worthy anymore, at all.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, Loki could end up being worthy and have the hammer. And so, with Loki traveling through different timelines and just dropping through different times, he may actually drop into that time and actually become worthy of Mjolnir.
Okay, so this is a question I have because of that. That was an interesting theory. I like where you went with that. Do you think that instead of it being Loki trying to get Mjolnir, that is the organization's trying to get it? But they're trying to put Loki through a series of tests to make him worthy. And then once he's worthy, he can get Mjolnir.
That would make sense. And I think with them doing that, it could cause some trouble. And instead of it being like Wanda or Doctor Strange, all these different timelines and Loki warping through them and doing certain things that...
I actually don't think he's even timelines in that. Like, you might be 100% right, but I think it's just like them shifting him through either simulations or just dropping him in place to place.
That could work. But considering that Wakanda hasn't completely shared their tech with the world yet, everything there just seemed too alien-like, too high-tech. So
right. Because they don't have to be human. They don't have to be human. They could be definitely alien that's somewhere else. Nowhere on the thing said that it had to be on Earth.
Yeah, that makes sense. But in the case that they are on Earth, just different Earths, there could also be a situation because of all this time warp things, it's causing time warps in different places.
Yeah, that could definitely be something that kind of comes up.
And with the time warps in different places, that could also be the cause of the mutants because of the stones being so actively used.
Yeah, but I don't think that they would use Loki as a vector to bring the X-Men in, because he doesn't have anything to actually do with them, you know? Like, I think more so Scarlet Witch, Doctor Strange, and, like, a couple of other people more so have a lead in way more than Loki does. But there is a definite possibility, because I think that the reason that they chose the Loki logo that they picked was because they were looking at stuff from different angles, or maybe, like you said, different dimensions and or... timelines and stuff like that, so that could be something that we can see.
I know I know with all the things happening that they might not do the Black Panther 2, but if they do, I'm just saying it could be a decent way to introduce at least Storm.
That would be pretty cool, but Storm isn't Wakandan. She's from Africa, though, so I guess that could also be a very good thing, like an outreach program. Maybe they're going out and about and run into her. So that could be something that's pretty cool. Okay, so the last one isn't so much a trailer, because we still are nailing down people that are going to be in the movie and stuff like that. But I wanted to kind of take some time, because we hadn't done it yet, and talk about Spider-Man 3. Now, we know Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home, and I'm guessing Spider-Man Journey Home. It's going to have home in it somewhere along the way. And there's been a lot of news. There's been a lot of news, a lot of exciting news coming out about the movie. Now, the movie, of course, Tom Holland is in there. We're going to have Andrew Garfield in there, as well as we're going to have Tobey Maguire in there.
OG.
We're also going to supposedly have Kirsten Dunst and a couple of other people going in. Now, my question, or yes, my question is, whose universe do we think is going to be the correct timeline?
Well, depending on who's there could change that. So just like if somehow Gwen Stacy was there, that's definitely Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland universe. So that crosses that out.
Nope. Gwen Stacy would be more so Andrew Garfield ones.
Yeah, universe. But she would be dead, wouldn't she?
Yeah, but that's the one where she ends up being the girlfriend. I mean, in all of them, supposedly. If we're talking about like the classic 90s Spider-Man, then the story is with Gwen Stacy and stuff like that. But the movies themselves didn't really focus on Gwen Stacy other than the Amazing Spider-Man series. What I'm interested in, though, is that is there going to be a kind of a situation where because they played the universe's card last time in Spider-Man Homecoming with Mysterio, and it turned out to not be real. Do we think that this is going to create a situation where Spider-Man doesn't believe any of the stuff that's kind of going on just because the last time he had to deal with somebody that said, oh yeah, I'm from another universe, then it turned out that they were Mysterio?
Yeah, but, you know, just like, they have proof. They can do all the stuff that Spider-Man can do. Yeah, they don't have a goal in mind. What could they get from Peter that they don't already have?
Well, it might not be get from Peter, but need to have him work together with them.
What do they need to have done that they can't get done themselves?
They probably got to fight against universal problems. They probably got to fight against multiple bosses at the same time, like having to deal with like the Goblin, having to deal with Rhino, having to deal with Scorpion, having to deal with probably not Venom. I don't think they're going to throw Venom in there, but having to deal with those, like Electro, like having to deal with Kraven, like different Spider-Man villains at the same time that one Spider-Man can't take on.
Well, you don't have any reason not to believe them.
Well, that's what I was saying, because in the last movie, he believed in what Mysterio was saying, and that came back to bite him, and it ended up putting him in a disadvantageous situation. So will he just say, no, I'm not going for it again? Because he's not going to be so trusting this time.
Yeah, but at the same time, who else do you know is smart enough to make the gadgets to sling webs, which is only Andrew Garfield in this one because he built that one. The other one came from Toby himself.
Well, the people have the ability to create stuff. I mean, you got the...
I know, but Toby Maguire, he was doing it all by himself. No web slingers, no nothing. So you can't question that.
Yeah, you can't. And then also that because he is not the same type of Spider-Man as Spider-Man, maybe he's not going to believe it because he's going to be like, nah, I don't trust it. Like, I just think that that's going to be the wedge that kind of like, that got to be resolved first before everybody can kind of work together within the situation. Now,
that actually, if that were to happen, Peter has friends. I'm talking about like the Tom Holland, Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. He has friends, so all he has to do is say, "This is MJ," just like, "Oh, "Really? This is MJ?" And they're just like, "There's no possible
But there's no guarantee that they're going to be in the same spot still. That's what I'm saying. Like, and even if you see a different MJ, like, are you going to, like, recognize Zendaya versus Kirsten Dunst? Like, are you going to, like, reconcile it? Like, oh, yeah, that's the same person. Like, I still think that it's just going to be hard for anybody to kind of, like, believe about that. Like, they're going to get it eventually in the end because, I mean, this is how the movie's going to work. But at the very same time, I think it's going to be a Spider-Man fight. Now, since we think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a Spider-Man fight. Who do you think in a straight-up Spider-Man brawl wins? Tom Holland Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Who do you think wins that?
Obviously, Tom Holland. He has the nanotech Stark suit, and even if he isn't using that Iron Spider suit, he still has kill mode, and he'll probably use that if he doesn't trust anybody there.
I don't think he's going to actually use, well, he actually might use kill mode, and they just dodge that. Might be a way for him to understand whether or not they actually Spider-Man, because they can get away from it. But I kind of think that I agree with you on the person who will win, because I think that in this iteration, Spider-Man has really shown some of the stuff that he could do, even though Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man was awesome and Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man was kind of awesome too. This Spider-Man in particular has been shown to be extremely strong and resourceful and stuff like that. So I think it's like, and it seems like he's more in tune with his spider sense outside of having to deal with Mysterio. And then after a while, he was able to just close his eyes and then fight through a drone cloud and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be definitely Tom Holland being the strongest. But I think it's going to be a really interesting thing to kind of see them kind of go at it back and forth and stuff like that. Now, the thing that I need to ask you a question about, like the last thing I need to ask you a question about before we can wrap all this stuff up is, there's one Spider-Man that they're not talking about yet. Of course, we're talking about Miles Morales.
Yes, we are. But before we get into that, because, you know, there's going to be two of the MJs, will there be a Gwen Stacy for this? Because it could be that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're bringing in Garfield, then we're probably going to try to bring in Stacy. Or they're probably going to, and that might be a problem, because they might bring him in before she passes.
That could be a thing, but that also be a problem.
Yeah, all the stuff's problems. Like, that's not, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Like, all of it's problems. So,
Spider-Gwen.
That's a possibility. Like, all these things are possibilities. And so that's why I'm like, but I think that it would be really cool to see a live action Miles Morales on screen. I'm not totally sure who I would want to play him. And they haven't said anything about it, but like, come on, we know. Like, Into the Spider-Verse was a huge hit, so we know good and well that the interest is there to see Miles Morales as Spider-Man within the movies. And I think that that'll be an awesome add-in.
Just a little fun fact. Donald Glover. Yeah. He wanted to be Miles Morales. Mm-hmm. Not in this movie, but in Spider-Man Homecoming, I believe it was. But he actually got to be Prowler.
Mm-hmm.
Or Miles' uncle in this film, although he didn't really get to say much, but in a deleted scene, there was like, "Miles, we have a problem. I'm in a sticky situation," or something like that.
Right. Yeah, that definitely was a push for Donald Glover to be Spider-Man for a while. So I'm excited to see what kind of comes out of this. The development on this seems to be pretty good and pretty awesome. I liked the first two Spider-Man movies and everything like that, so it was pretty fun. Thanks, you guys, for listening to us talk about trailers and everything. Hopefully we get back on our schedule to be more frequent with the uploads. It's been kind of a situation with quarantine and just kind of, you know, life just kind of being all out of whack. But nevertheless, we are back. We are here. We are happy. We're glad that you came here with us. and we hope to see you again. Always reach out on Facebook. We're on Hero Talk with Talis and Trev. Reach out to us on Instagram. It's Hero Talk TT. Hit us up on Twitter, Hero Talk 1. Hit us up on Gmail at herotalktt@gmail.com. We're always here. We're happy that you're here. We're glad that you're listening. You know, like, subscribe, share. We also have a YouTube channel with a couple of videos on that as well. We're going to be trying to do some more uploads to that as well this year. And we really appreciate you guys being there with us, because this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
Because when there's a hero,
we talk.
And we're out.